Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. That's Mike Carpenter filling in for Lon Tay this week.
He's missing
a lot with this Jeremy Richmond. Now you're talking new AD, Mike Thomas. Cincinnati's former AD was there in 2005, hired Brian Kelly, you know, really invigorated that football program. And we're going to bring on a guy who knows his Illini sports. And unfortunately, he wasn't able to hear the press conference either with Mike Thomas because the phone line was down. So we didn't get to hear from him. But Mark Tupper joining us. And Mark, what's kind of your initial reaction to the hiring of Mike Thomas' new Illinois athletic director?
Well, I hope the handling of his introductory press conference is not a reflection on how his tenure will go.
No kidding.
My initial reaction.
I know. I'm not happy either, Mark.
Oh, and it's not Mike Thomas's fault. I understand that. I'm just surprised by the speed of it. I was talking to people over there the last couple of days, and they were saying next week maybe. And so I've got to assume that President Hogan and maybe with the chancellor in town now, and maybe they just decided, let's not sit on it, let's do it. I've got to assume that they decided to accelerate this announcement. Except for the part about actually getting the media there, I understand that. And if they got their guy and they know who it is, and obviously they do with Mike Thomas at Cincinnati. I'm just reading about him and learning a little bit about him. I mean, he sort of fits the bill of what they were looking for. I think he's probably the right age profile. He's a guy who was a proven athletic director. He's a guy who came into a basketball school and kicked it around and jump-started it from a football success standpoint with the hiring of Brian Kelly and generated a lot of football revenue that had been left on the table. And let's face it, that's one of the things that Illinois would like to do is to get more sustained football success. You know, I think there's a chance that they're headed in that direction after last year's bowl victory and what I think is going to be another bowl season this year. But he's going to have to assess all of these programs, including this curious structure that's in place in football that seems to hinge a great deal on the abilities of these coordinators. So, it'll be interesting to see how he sizes up the programs and where he goes with it all.
Yeah, and Mark, what's interesting about this, you talked about the football program maintaining success. And Ron Zook's got to be sitting there, and I can't wait to get his opinion on this. I might have to go to practice just to hear from him about this. But they're kind of on the hot seat. I mean, we kind of knew that with a new athletic director, the coaches would be. But now Ron Zook and Bruce Weber, how do you think they'll react to this news?
I think they'll react to it just fine. I mean, I think they always feel like, you know, you're in these jobs in college athletics, you're paid an enormous amount of money, and you've got to produce. And that's the case whether your boss is Ron Gunther or Mike Thomas. People might say, well, Ron Gunther seemed to be a guy who was awfully patient. Ron Zook came perilously close to losing his job a couple seasons ago, and Ron recognized some things that he really liked about Ron Zook, and felt like if he could prop him up with some really key people around him, that would be less of a setback from a program than naming a coach. And when he did it at the time, I thought there's no way that works. But it actually has worked. I didn't think, first of all, they'd be able to hire the quality of people that they did in Paul Petrino and Vic Koning, but they got really great guys. And now, is that a structure that works in the long run? I still say I don't like that in the long run, but it worked last year. I think it's going to work this year. And it'll be really interesting if you want to just cut right to the chase. Is Mike Thomas a guy that gets in there, really pays attention to football, gets to know these people, talks to other people, and says, you know what, we got our guy right here on campus as the head football coach, and he's Paul Petrino. Yeah. And does he have the, that would be a pretty gutsy move.
Bold, yeah.
That would be bold.
And you know what? And it might be right. Right. I will say this. Paul Petrino, in my opinion, is the smartest football coach to be on this campus in 20 years.
Wow.
I think he is borderline brilliant, and I don't know everything about him, how he would be as a head coach, and that is a gamble, because I think the feeling about the Illinois football coaching job is this is not a guy's first coaching job, but Paul Petrino's a little different. He's been in some interesting places, including the NFL, and he's been around these people and will have an opportunity to be around Mike Thomas here and prove himself. So that would be really interesting. And then on basketball, he's got to look over what Bruce is doing and has done, and this will be a key year for them. Because I don't think we have a real good feel for how this upcoming basketball team is going to do in terms of wins and losses and so forth. Whereas the football team, I think with the favorable schedule, I think most people feel like they're probably on track to have some degree of success this year. So, with basketball, that'll be a different evaluation than one that he makes after he's studied football.
Talking with Mark Tupper from the Decatur Herald Review. Mark, you said it. You've been around Illinois football for a long time. What would it take? What do you think Mike Thomas has to do as the new athletic director to sustain success for Illinois football?
Well, I mean, I think it always starts with the head coach, and I think that's why, you know, your initial question is right. I mean, you know, how does he feel? You know, I think that a lot of people believe that a new athletic director wants his guys in place. I don't know that that's necessarily true, because that implies that he fires people just to fire him, but I think he wants the right people in place, and I think if there's some doubt, then he probably wants his people in place. But he could conclude that Bruce Weber or whoever in any of these programs, you know, is the right person. Maybe he concludes that I don't like the construction of his assistant coaching staff, and unlike Ron Gunther, who did not force changes on Bruce Weber, maybe this guy does. Maybe this guy says, Bruce, I want you to be the coach, but this guy's got to go, and here's how we're going to do it. And I don't know. You know, we have a lot to learn about Mike Thomas here. But to sustain football success, you've got to win, and you've got to get people fired up. You've got to get people wanting to come to those games, and then they're going to, you know, if you could do it over time at Illinois and really pack that place, because they've reduced the size of Memorial Stadium so much, it wouldn't take a lot to make those tickets really, really valuable. And if you could do that over a period of a few years, and now you start to get, because of the winning, you start to get pretty generous donations coming in. Now that's when you start to look at, well, maybe we need to kick this size of the stadium back up again. You know, and we're a ways away from that, but yeah, that's what they need to do. But they got to get in. They got to get to where they're in bowl games every year. It's not that hard to get in a bowl game anymore.
Mark, what positives do you see of a guy like Mike Thomas, who has zero ties with the university? Basically, this is going completely out, and if anything, it's sort of whatever recommendation Ron Gunther may have had definitely was ignored when the ultimate decision was made.
Well, I mean, I don't know who Ron would have recommended. He couldn't have recommended anybody internally or who had previous athletic director stuff. You know, Craig Tiley, for instance, was really an out-of-the-box thought, who had never been an AD. Tommy Michael, a terrific guy, had never been an AD. Tried very hard to get that Dakota job, but that didn't happen. And Tommy may be, you know, the guy the next time around. I don't know. So I don't know. And, you know, maybe he was endorsing Rick George, a former Illinois football player. But this doesn't surprise me. The outside search committee out of Atlanta, it just seemed to me that President Hogan wanted another viewpoint of Gunther Group. I don't know how all this went down in terms of recommendations, but bringing in a guy without ties to the university, I don't think that bothered him in the least. And you know what? That'll be fine with a lot of fans, too, who wanted a different somebody with a different perspective and someone who looks at it a little differently. And he caught, you know, Mike Thomas caught lightning in a bottle with the Kelly hiring over there at Cincinnati. That was not only great for Kelly and got him the Notre Dame job, but it was great for Mike Thomas and got him noticed as a guy who could really jumpstart football success at a school that was really the Bob Huggins basketball school until that happened.
Wrapping up with Mark Tupper from the Decatur Herald Review here on the T&J Show, Jeremy Warner, Mike Carpenter. Last question I got for you, Mark, is it has been a crazy week for Illinois sports. You know, you start Camp Rantoul, then the Jeremy Richmond news broke yesterday, and of course the AD news today. Just your thoughts on Jeremy Richmond and the three felonies and all the charges against him. It just seems like it was just an unraveling of this guy that we thought had so much promise.
I was really disappointed and really I just felt bad. I liked Jeremy. I thought Jeremy was one of my favorite guys to talk to. I've had some people kind of roll their eyes at that, but I'm just telling you, he was a bright kid.
He's really smart.
Very frank. I mean, I thought he was just really interesting to sit down and talk with. And I knew that he was horribly immature. There was just example after example of that, but I didn't know that his immaturity would lead in these directions. And I was just so disappointed when I heard about this, because he's in a world of trouble. And, you know, from a purely basketball standpoint, my gosh, when he announced he was leaving, everybody was like, oh, my God, you're not ready. And this is, you should have, you know, given the program another year. And as it turns out now, I mean, aren't you glad? I mean, what if you were counting on him? What if you hadn't made other plans at the forward position? And, you know, and thankfully they had moved on. But, I mean, this is just it's a disastrous situation for this kid. It's too bad. He had, not only was he a smart kid, he had a world of basketball talent. He was just not patient at all about being able to just let things come to him. It just seemed like he had to try to make things happen before they were ready to happen. I felt awful for him.
Well, Mark, this is supposed to be the off season and all this stuff breaks. Yeah. I mean, how crazy of a week is this compared to in your time covering Illinois?
It's, you know, it's a pretty crazy week. you know, anytime you hire a new, you know, one of probably the top three positions, either an AD football coach or men's basketball coach, that is going to be crazy. And then you've got, you know, Camp Rantoul going on, and then you throw in the Jeremy Richmond thing, which, you know, I guess we say he's an ex-player. So, and you have the basketball team jetting off to Italy. So there's a lot going on. There's no doubt about that. And we had the thing over the weekend with the basketball alumni game, which I thought, by the way, really exceeded my expectations. Yes. I did not think that thing would be all that great. And I thought they pulled off a really nice evening. I thought that was very good.
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. And Mikel Ashore's injury, of course, is thrown in there as
well.
Oh,
yeah. First thing Monday morning.
Yeah, exactly.
And, Mark, that's why we appreciate you come on. And I know your phone works, so hopefully everyone else's phones can work from here on. But Mark Tupper from the Decatur Herald Review, read his stuff at herald.com/review. You can find his stuff there. Mark Tupper, always appreciate it.
Okay, Mike, Jeremy, see you, bud.
All right, thanks.
Mark Tupper knows his Illinois football, knows his Illinois sports. Good hearing from him. He's frustrated, too, with the phone line.
I think I'm going to bed after this show. It's just this week so far. Wednesday.
This week has been nuts. It's been a crazy week for Lon Tay to miss, and you can react to it all. I mean, we've covered Mikel Ashore, Jeremy Richmond, high school football started today, Camp Rantoul. I had a bunch of notes we were going to get to.
Yeah, no, I feel bad. You did two itineraries in a row that we basically threw out the window.
That's fine with me because we had to cover this, and I am hoping we can get some audio from his press conference so we can play for you tomorrow so you can hear from the man himself. And I'm angry that didn't work out for us, but to have Mark Tupper on and kind of put this in perspective, and there's some things I want to react to with him. Just about the football program and how Mike Thomas can go about this and how he can fix it. How do you think he needs to do to fix this football program? Because it seems like a football hire, you know, with what he did at Cincinnati, hiring Brian Kelly, two BCS games for Cincinnati.
Can I just say when Mark brought up the idea of him getting to know these coaches. And
I
saying,
know, you went crazy.
Oh, my God. I'm a huge Paul Petrino fan.
Yeah, we'll get to that, and I want to talk about that. Give us a call, 359-2255, 217-359-2255. Mike Thomas, your new athletic director, Illini fans. What do you think? It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
Mike Rowe here.
You have a new athletic director.
Yeah.
You're not Mike Carpenter. You're not jumping around.
Yeah,
you're not that excited yet.
No, I'm pretty excited. I like what I hear. I like what I've read. And I'm looking forward to actually hearing what this guy had to say. We only got the quotes because of technical difficulties. But I'll be anxious to see the clips tonight and see how he comes off. Because, you know, sometimes... You know, I mentioned before, we had talked about Bill Self, and I mentioned his press conference, and immediately I was on board.
Yeah.
And I hope he grabs me. I hope it's like, oh, yeah, this guy's got it. He knows what to do, and he's the right hire. So let's hope that he is. I hope he brings a new energy to the athletic program.
Illinois fans, what do you think of this hire, Mike Thomas from Cincinnati, a Big East school? And you have to remember that this is a BCS conference he's coming from. And really reinvigorated that football program there. The basketball program, after Bob Huggins left, took a dive And he hired Mike Cronin, who's the coach there. You know, it's gotten up there. After, by the time 2005 came around, that was their last NCAA tournament appearance during his tenure. Then they got back up and made the tournament this year. So we're taking your calls. What do you think of this hire? 359-2255, 217-359-2255. Always enjoy this opinion. It's Chris from Monticello. Chris, what do you think of your new athletic director?
I just want to know what's going to break at 2:50 tomorrow to make you guys have to scrap everything.
I don't know. It's
I don't know what else. I mean, unless you're talking a football injury, and you can't wish that on anybody.
Oh, no, please, no.
Unless, the roof of the assembly hall caves in or something. Everything else has happened. But to me, it seems like a real good hire. I like that they went out and were able to get a standing athletic director from a BCS conference. Like you said, he's taken that football program from nothing to two BCS games in a row, and we're trying to get two bowl games in a row, you know? And the basketball program, you know, it wasn't what Huggins had it at a point, but Huggins kind of wore out his welcome and getting DUIs, throwing up in his car in front of the cops. And, you know, they switched leagues from Conference USA to the super gigantic 16-team Big East.
I
think, you know, if they were still in, like, a Conference USA, I think they probably would have been right there at the top of it. But they've kind of struggled playing Syracuse and Connecticut and, you know, those guys that they really aren't in a geographic foothold with.
Well, Chris, I got to ask you this. You know, he's probably going to take some time, evaluate these coaches. As an Illinois fan, what move do you want him to make first? Is it off the field? Is it about the coaches? What move do you want to see him make first?
I'd like to finally figure out the arena situation.
Okay.
I don't really expect him to make any big coaching changes right off the bat. Because, I mean, you've got to get through. He's not going to make any changes now.
No.
Or right when he comes in, you know, that's going to be, you know, football won't be done, hopefully, until January.
Hopefully.
And if it's still going in January, he's not going to make a change. And, you know, basketball is going to go till March, so, you know, it's going to be a while on those. I'd like him to finally, after years of talking about it, say, yes, we're going to renovate it, and here's how we're going to do it.
Yeah, and after Saturday, which was a fantastic event, but after Saturday, seeing everyone sweat through that thing, I think that Darren Williams said it best. They need to get AC in this place.
That's part of the reason I didn't go, because I just didn't want to go sweat.
You wouldn't want to pop.
You don't want to take your wife and your kids. They're just going to be hot there, and then they're not going to enjoy, you know,
and
having
to start complaining.
Right. Superstar Darren Williams is here, and they can't even enjoy it.
Well, and, you know, and they can, if they put air in there, they can do so much, you know, they can actually use it during the summer.
Exactly.
And get some more revenue from it, yeah.
You know, you can maybe try and get, you know, move the hockey team in there once or twice a year.
That's an interesting idea.
See if the Blackhawks or the Blues want to play a preseason game.
Okay, we need to get this is thinking
Chris,
outside the box.
Chris, you need to send your resume care of University of Illinois.
That's a
Department
brilliant idea. Are you kidding me? A preseason Blackhawks Blues game.
They did the Bulls and Jazz, and that was a fantastic event. Roger Powell was playing for the Bulls, and Dee Brown and Darren Williams are playing for Utah. I mean, I think that was everything worked out right there. But yeah, those events, I think people would flood Assembly Hall for.
I honestly think, you know, more often than not, they fall back into, we're a college, we're a university. I think, you know, and with some of their attendance issues they've had at football, if they promoted things more like a pro sport or more like a minor league, you know, like that game against Fresno in December a couple years ago, where nobody was there.
I was there, but it was probably less than 20,000.
And that was such an entertaining game.
It was
I lost, but that was a great game, and it was a school you don't see a lot of from the WAC, and I know it was a bad time
it's
of
chilly.
Year. It was chilly, but come on, they announced 20,000 or
granted,
something like that.
We were 3-8
There was about
point.
11,000 people there.
If it was Dick Butkus bobblehead day and he was there to, like, flip the coin, you could have been, you know, you could have gotten 10,000 more people in there or something like that.
Well,
you know, things they need to think about, probably.
I agree.
Chris, send your resume, all right?
Yeah, seriously. Send your ideas at the very least, because I'm on board with all of those.
I'm going to polish it up right now.
There you go. Well, yeah, you got to get paid for it. You don't want to give them it for free.
That's true. Good point.
All right, Chris, appreciate it, man.
See you guys.
Well, what do you think? What should Mike Thomas's first move as athletic director be, Chris? Said it should be with the Assembly Hall. Get that renovation project going, because we know Ron Gunther was probably doing that next. That was next on his list. So what do you think? 359-2255, 217-359-2255. It's a Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.